Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's sick what happened. It's we're all at a loss. It's hard to talk about, and like, this is our community, and we love our, you know, this is the city of good neighbors, and the great thing we talk about as a locker room all the time is everyone comes from different backgrounds, different cities, different origins, and it's important for us all to support people in need. And you know, nothing's easy when you have like a hurricane or something like that, but this is even harder. You're talking about life and death, and you know, things will never be the same for a lot of these families that have been affected, and you just want to find a way to help. You feel helpless because you don't know what to do, but we thought this was a good start.
Brandon, you talk about that aftermath, and these families who have lost someone, in a couple of weeks, they're still going to be going through it. This community is still going to be going through it. In a couple months, that's still going to be the case. How does this community come back together? And how does the Buffalo Bills help with that as well?
Yeah, this is not a one-stop shop. This is something that we all, you know, the Bills included, the whole community, we got to continue to rally around all the affected families. This is, yeah, the national media is here for now, but, you know, there's going to be another story soon. It's up to us, and we plan to lead the charge. And, yeah, you're right. This is not going to, you know, leave people's lives in a month or a year. This is a lasting thing, and we got to do our part.
What's your sense as you come down here and get to meet some of these folks that are dealing with it right on the ground that happened right in their backyard, how they're feeling about this, and then in turn how they're feeling about you guys coming down here?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's emotional, it's tough, and to walk down there and see where this happened brings it to home, and it's real. It makes the hair on the back of your neck stand up of what just happened here a few days. It's surreal and it's sickening, and you know, but the best thing we can do is what my shirt says, love, and we got to love one another. And we got to get past this nonsense that continues to happen in our country.
Brandon, days like today, weeks like this, it makes it seem like football doesn't even matter on a day like today or on a week like this. But you guys have so much power, and you guys are such a huge platform, and you can inspire change, and you can inspire other people in the community to get up and do things. So how do you kind of wrestle with that, knowing just how powerful this organization is, and how you guys can really lead a charge here?
Yeah, this is bigger than the game of football. This is bigger than all of us. What we do is fun. It can be stressful, all those things, but it's nothing to what has happened right down the road here at this Tops and in this community. And so that's what we want to be. You know, the individuals, that this is not like Sean and I are coercing people to come down here. This was important for our players, our coaches. We got staff down here. I mean, it was anyone that wants to do it. And we filled up, you know, our offices left to get down here and try and lend a helping hand. And we got a lot of people behind me that are cutting up chicken, making salads, doing everything. Everybody just wants to lend a hand, and you know, we'll take it day by day.
What's that say about the team that you managed to put together, that you gave everyone that option and pretty much everybody's here? Like you said, those offices are closed down.
Yeah, it's important. I mean, listen, the guys are here in the off season to practice football and get better and prepare for the season, but the season's nothing. This is life. And what happened here is just, it's hard to put your head around. I you know, I don't think any of us, you guys included, can quite comprehend what just happened. And we all got to support each other, and it's our job to support this community and everyone in the city of Buffalo.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.